It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, to be specific, all right? If you really want to get into it, that's what it is. As always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson!
Yes?
1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. They are going to get you covered. Big bikes, little bikes, fast bikes, slow bikes. The only thing they won't work on is Hunter's stupid electric bike because it's dumb.
Come on, man. It's a nice one.
They might. Anyway, we'll hear a word from our sponsor at the end, but let's get to it. It's time for Fact and Opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. All right, I have two really good ones. Okay. Actually, three really good ones, and I'm not sure which one to do because they're all good. I may just end up saving these because they're great facts. Mm-hmm. Let's do this one. And I think we've joked about this. We've talked about it, but I actually have some fact behind it. So the Flintstones promoted Winston cigarettes through its first two seasons with commercials that aired during the show of the character smoking.
Bonnie, you gotta smoke.
It's Bonnie, give me a Winston cigarette. Bonnie.
Here you go, Fred.
Now, when the Flintstones came out, was that a kid's cartoon or was it like adult animation? Was it made for...
I think it was both, but I think it was still geared towards kids for sure. They didn't have adult cartoons back in the day.
Flintstones.
You know what I mean? They didn't have adult Swim back in the day where, like, you know, your South Parks, your Family Guys. Cartoons were made for kids.
But
back in the
maybe this was. The Flintstone Kids is an American animated television series produced by... No, that's different. The Flintstones. Let's see here. Because, you know, back then, I know it wasn't adult animation in that sense, but it was prime time, and maybe it was considered...
Nah, I don't think it was. I think it was.
But it
was directed towards kids. So think about it. Smoking back in the day, dude, was just a thing. Like nobody thought about it. Like you could smoke in the ISS International Space Station.
I get that. I get that. But here, it was the first animated series to hold a prime time slot on television. I don't know if it was absolutely directed toward kids or if it was just kind of. It's weird to me that it would be prime time back in '66.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Or 60. 1960 is when it started. So from 1960 to 66.
I'm trying to remember some of like the old episodes. And they're not. There's no like adult humor or anything.
But it's an adult family, though. It focuses on, you know, it's not like it's, I know kids, though. But I wouldn't say The Simpsons are geared toward kids, are they?
Is it?
You know?
No.
I know that's a little bit edgier, but the Flintstones really do focus on these two blue-collar workers, Fred and Barney, and their wives and their kids. You know, it's more about the family men. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Working, punching the clock, being in there, going to the Moose Lodge, the Mammoth Lodge or whatever, you know?
Well,
I think it's more of an adult-driven cartoon.
Think so?
I that's how I would take it. I get where you're coming from. But to me, I mean, I think it would be more of a... Same thing with, like, the Jetsons. The Jetsons, to me, seem more like an adult cartoon.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't see it that way, just because maybe I was a kid back in the day when, you know, that's my memory of those shows is when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird to think about, you know? I guess, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm just reading.
See, it's
up
just weird. It's like Looney Tunes. Obviously, Looney Tunes was, I mean, adults loved it, but it's a kid's cartoon. But they still had guns, you know. Bugs Bunny still rolled cigs.
Yeah. Loved it.
You know, it's weird how it was a different time.
Yeah.
It was like you didn't even think about it. Like nobody even brought it up. Like, oh, he's got a gun and it's a kid's cartoon. Like, I feel like back in the day, you know, parents used to like, here's a gun. Go out and figure it out, you know.
Maybe.
But you know what? Listen to this. We talked about this yesterday with a buddy of mine. And what do you think about this theory, dude? And I thought about it, and I was like, dude, it might be true. So think about this, all right? 1930s, 40s, 50s.
Okay.
You're growing up, and it's very Leave It to Beaver-ish, if you know. That's kind of my analogy I'm going to use. If you just kind of imagine, you know, the golly, the, you know, the...
Yep.
the well, real...
I don't know the 30s and 40s so much. Like, after World War II, up until the 60s was kind of that, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like your rich American, hey, golly, you leave it to Beaver-esque era, right?
Yep.
And then you get into, like, the 60s, 70s, and the drugs start to come out, Vietnam, blah, blah, blah. People start to break loose a little bit, start smoking weed, partying. Then you got your 80s, dude, that is full of cocaine.
Decade of decadence right there,
And just party. 90s was like, I kind of compared it to like what we were talking about, Married with Children. You know, it's like, it's like you could say things, you could do things, and like, you know, it was just kind of out in the open. And now the era we're going through, we're kind of going back to the softness, like what the 50s were. If you know, you can't have guns in cartoons anymore. You can't say certain things you used to be able to say back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting softer. It's weird how it goes up and down. Do you think we're getting into, like, a soft age?
No, I think I will disagree with you in the fact that I think we're becoming so PC. The 50s weren't PC in a sense. Yeah, it was a little different because, you know, you had the modern housewife and everything like that. Now I think it's different in a sense of, I mean, everything is under a microscope at this point.
It's critiqued.
Everything is critiqued. Everything is, and...
So are we being nicer and softer now for the wrong reasons, where back in the 50s, it was for good reasons? It was because, hey, you know, like,
no,
we're all coming together,
the 50,
this is America.
The 50s, there was still also race segregation, you know, we still, every decade has its bad stuff. What I think we're doing is opening ourselves up to more at this point, which is good. We're being much more accommodating, but also being more accommodating is being less accommodating. Do you get what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Because like here... You're almost a bad person if you don't accept everybody. But you're also not accepting people for wanting to be them. Like, let's say I just am not a fan of red hair. Well, look, you can't say that. Well, like, what? I don't prefer red hair. Well, how dare you say that? You got to love everybody. I'm not saying I don't love the person with red hair. I just prefer blonde. You know what I mean? So now
you got to walk on eggshells a little bit more nowadays.
Yeah.
Kind of what you're saying.
You have to be accepting of everybody, but that's not being accepting of everybody. I don't know if that makes sense. Maybe I'm not making any sense here, but I kind of see it that way, is that we're getting to a point where, God, how do I word this? I don't know. It's almost bad to have your own opinions, if that makes sense. Like, you literally just have to be open to everything in order to be fair in this society.
You got to be more open-minded nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really suck in the information rather than spewing it.
I was telling you about that lady, all right, yesterday, that this lady who made a new deck of cards where there's no genders on the cards, all right? Because the king shouldn't be more valuable than the queen, okay? So she made a deck of cards that are, it goes gold, silver, bronze. Like, that's how you
pissing
judge
me
it.
Off.
And, which is, it's so silly to me. Like, there's, like, it's just fucking cards. Why are you getting so bent out of shape about cards?
You know, and it's not like it's something we fucking invented yesterday. It's
no.
not like, hey, you know, my brother just came out with these new cards and the queen is not as good as the king. And
I've never.
It's been a thing for what? Since
Like, if
1492?
if you just want to make a new game, that's fine. But for that lady to say, like, well, the king shouldn't be more important. Well, guess what, lady? In the game Euchre, the Joker or the Jack is more important. Do we need to change Euchre now? It's like, just fucking stop. Like, I think we're getting to a point where we're being too critical of everything. Not saying there's not
shit to bitch about.
Exactly.
We're looking for things to complain about
exactly.
all the time.
Exactly.
Like, hey, how about this, lady? Just come out with your new card game and don't say anything. Just hey. Here's my new card game.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, you know, fucking discriminating.
Yeah,
at all.
Because you were mad that the king was more valuable than the queen. But again, lady, in the hierarchy, that's just, it goes king, queen, prince. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, fine.
You know what it is? It's a marketing scheme to get all our female friends that are pissed off, too, to buy these cards.
And
so it's a moneymaker.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And I'm not saying that there's not things in this world that don't need to change. Of course there is. There's still, I mean, we look at what happened at the Capitol. We looked at, you know, at things that there's obviously things in this world.
Washington football team.
You know, there's things that do need to change. However, I don't think we need to change everything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it was probably good that a cartoon stopped promoting cigarettes. Okay, that's probably good. All right. Joe Camel is out the door because, you know, I get it. Like, there's certain things that, yeah, we can change, but I think
the obvious things. Yeah, you know, the things that we all can agree on, like, yeah, okay, that's pretty fucked up. Let's change that.
Yeah.
But some of these things, yeah, like the cards, you know, that lady, come on.
Yeah. So I think that's where we're at in the world is, and we're doing this big swing right now, and I think we'll get back to center, and we'll be like, all right, we went a little crazy there. Let's just get her back here. Everyone, okay, we're good, you know. Hopefully. So, I don't know. But
I watched a part of Dazed and Confused the other day, and I just want to go back to that, guys. I want to go out, hang out by the fucking water tower, and drink some beers.
And that is good, too, you know, and I think there's some forms of innocence that have been lost, but also too, you know, there in the 70s, there was bad stuff. You know, there was stuff going on that's not good, pollution and everything. I mean, we can romanticize.
The chances of you getting murdered were a lot more.
Yes.
Well, than they are these days.
Yeah, you can romanticize any era if you want to, but every era has its bad stuff that we kind of brush under the rug that we shouldn't, you know? It's like, okay, no, that was bad. Yeah, that was good in the 50s that we had this, but it was also really bad that we had this. Yeah, that was good in the 60s that we had this, but it was also really bad that we, you know? So I think...
You live and learn.
Yeah.
You live and learn.
And I think we can take bits and pieces, but we also just need to tone it down a little bit, too, with some of the stuff that we're doing, in my mind.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's my take. We went really far off going from the Flintstones smoking cigarettes, you know. Bonnie?
All right. A cigarette?
Well, let's wrap this up here. I think we've covered enough. That's going to do it for your fact and opinion. We'll be back next time with another fact and opinion. Of course, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.